This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from a wet Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings from a very dry Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 31st, episode 1506. Good morning, horse world.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look. And you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see.
One of my acting heroes growing up.
Oh, man. Just lost another great one, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, there's very few actors that I've seen most of his movies. And, of course, Gene Wilder was one of them. And he's had 1,000 movies over the years. But some of the classics, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, one of my favorite movies ever. Willy Wonka, which, if you really think about it, it's a creepy movie.
Oh, my gosh. I love that movie.
You watch it as a kid and then watch it as an adult. It has a whole different meaning going on there. Stir Crazy, See No Evil was a fun movie. The Producers. He played in a Sherlock Holmes movie years ago. Frisco Kid. He was Alice. He was in Alice in Wonderland. He was just in so many movies.
Will and Grace. He was great in Will and Grace.
He could do comedy so well. He could do serious well, too. But he just was one of the classics. Really was.
Yeah, definitely going to be missed. Now, I've seen a lot of things going around about him. Oh, now he's with Gilda. Now, what was his... Was he married to her?
He was married to Gilda Radner. He was actually married 4 times, and he was married to Gilda Radner for a long time.
Okay, so all of these people are saying, oh, he's with Gilda now. And actually, he's been married to this wonderful woman for 25 years. Yeah. And I feel so bad for her. So her name is Karen Boyer. And he's been married to her for 25 years, more than all 3 of his other 3 marriages combined. She was the one who was by his side throughout his illness up to the very
end. And nobody knew about his illness. He wanted to keep it quiet. Nobody knew he had Alzheimer's.
I can't believe it. Well, I've seen pictures and she looks like a saint and bless her heart, and now I just say go with Gilda. It sounds terrible.
I
now
know.
At first I was like, oh, that's really, really cool, and now I'm like, oh, now I know the rest of the story.
Yeah. I mean, he had 4 marriages, but you know, he was one of those guys you didn't hear too much. You know, you didn't hear about picking up hookers or being drunk or getting caught, you know, getting caught doing drugs.
He was married all the time.
That's right. Just couldn't get in trouble, I guess. But he just was one of those classics. He really was from another generation. Gene Wilder. Well, rest in peace, Gene. He's up there. He's up there in Willy Wonka land right now.
I figure he's up there hanging out with Richard Pryor.
Oh, you know it.
Really?
Wasn't Richard Pryor? That was See No Evil. That movie, See No Evil, was with Richard Pryor, right?
See No Evil, Evil Hear No Evil.
Yeah, because that was a funny movie too.
He played a blind guy, and Richard Pryor was deaf or something.
Yes.
I don't know. It was so funny.
Yeah, Richard Pryor was blind. He was deaf. Yeah. And I would love to see that movie again. That's another movie I got to watch again. That was a good movie. Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Crappy List Wednesday edition, we're going to get the inside scoop on rain rot research happening at Randolph College this summer, and the velvet voice of Horse and Country TV, Victoria Spicer, will stop by with the latest from across the pond, and go out and have yourself some gorp, everybody, because today is National Trail Mix Day. Stay tuned for the fray.
I keep forgetting that that's the real name for trail mix.
Where does she find these things?
Now you know what she does in the morning when we get up. I have to say, too, rain rot, something that we might have to worry about around here over the next couple of days. We have that tropical storm invest or whatever, number 9, coming in. It's supposed to come right over us. We're expecting 30, 40 mile an hour winds, up to 15 inches of rain, and thunderstorms, tornadoes, all the usual stuff with a tropical storm. So, and it's turning and coming right over Crystal River and probably right over us. So we'll see how we fare over the next couple of days. But if we get cut off in the middle of the show today, that's why. It's because,
you know what? If we get cut off, I'll have the rooster
right
that won't stop crowing as you're my co-host. Oh my gosh. Okay, just so you know, Arizona Rooster Swap has been successful twice.
Twice now? Really?
I sold a rooster yesterday and I tried to give her a 2-for-1 deal.
Who buys a rooster?
They're fancy breeds. They're the whatever, the German, Swedish, whatever.
Yeah, whatever that was the other day.
Yeah.
The Frankenburger.
So somebody bought one yesterday and I was like, hey, if you want to take that one too, I'll give it to you for free. She's like, no, that's okay. I only need one. I was like, I'm giving away a free chicken. She's like, no, we're good. Thank you.
They only want the fancy one, not the not so fancy one.
Oh, there's 2 fancy ones. I still got one more. And they're the 2, like what I didn't tell her was these are the 2 that won't shut the F up ever. And yesterday morning, Lucas comes into my room and he goes, Mommy, the rooster crowed. It's time to get up.
Was it 3 in the morning?
Are you kidding me right now? The rooster's crowing right now. It's 6. I'm going to go. Is it okay to like shoot it with an air gun? Like, bam.
We used to shoot the ones we didn't want with more than an air gun, I got to tell you.
One loud one left. I'm going to take that thing to the pet store today. I can't take it.
Or do it what everybody else did when we lived on a farm in the middle of the country. They brought their pets out and dropped them off at our place.
No, that's what people do to me.
There's the crazy chicken lady. We'll just leave them with her. She'll be fine.
That's a really good idea. I wonder if there's somebody I could just get that chicken off that.
Daily
I'm gonna think on that. I'll be back. You just talk amongst yourselves.
Right.
I gotta go.
She's going to look at Google Maps right now.
Yep. Search my Facebook friends list and Google Maps simultaneously.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Funny. Okay. Well, hey, I have.
Oh,
you go ahead.
Daily
I forgot
Winnie time?
It's Daily Winnie time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap a couple Daily Winnies into one here. First of all, well, a happy birthday to our guest wrangler, Denise. It's Denise's birthday today. She's been doing a terrific job wrangling guests for us on all the different shows. So happy birthday, Denise. And she wrote a really nice thing about how much she's enjoying her job. So we really appreciate her. Also, we had a post on our Facebook page by Renee Lancewitz. I'm going with Lancewitz. She said, just wanted to let you all know you guys are the only reason I look forward to going to work Wednesday through Friday. I purposely put myself through horses in the morning withdrawal the entire week, so I have something to look forward to on my dreadful days in the office. Well, first, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you listening while at work. And second, get a new job, because if you're dreading it that much, it's time for a change.
And hold on, does she only listen to Wednesday and Friday show?
No, I think she saves them. That's why she said she goes for withdrawal so she can play them all on Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. I was going to say, we got plenty of other shows other days. We're even on as a team
all.
Monday.
Yeah. But I'm surprised. I'm always surprised at how many people listen at work. I would find us distracting while trying to work. I'm just saying. I find
people
this distracting
just
doing
out,
the show.
Glenn.
I guess
nobody's people tune us out. They can just say we're just background noise.
I guess that's it. Well, as long as we're helping out, you know, we don't care if you really listen to the words.
All right, I'm going to take you down a dark, twisty road, Glenn.
Oh, no.
Hickory, North Carolina.
The show's okay. Not twisty and dark enough. We have to go down your road too.
Hickory, I'm telling you this story, and my blood pressure is rising.
Oh no!
Telling you this, okay? So there's a woman in Hickory, North Carolina, and she's in bed. She's comfortably sleeping. 4:30 a.m. somebody's coming in her house 4:30 in the morning. Nothing good happens at 4:30 in the morning.
Anywhere.
Somebody comes to her door. She hears them coming in. Creak on the floor. She looks up. There is a man at her bedroom door holding an axe, dressed as a freaking clown.
Were you watching horror movies last night?
I would die. There is a man in Hickory, North Carolina, who is breaking into women's homes trying to axe murder them, and he is dressing as a clown. I would move.
How is this a Daily Whinny, by the way?
And move. So my Daily Whinny goes out to this poor woman who's never going to sleep again, ever. In her entire life. Apparently.
Okay. Let me
he
just
came up to her and she was able to wrestle his mask off of her and she realized she knew him. But then he took off and she was not injured and they have a warrant out against the suspect.
Okay, can I do a warning to anybody dressing in a clown outfit and breaking into people's homes in rural North Carolina? You will get your ass shot.
I don't shoot first, but I would.
Oh, no, you shoot first in that case. You just
there's some clown holding axe murder in
you
my
shoot
house.
First. Yeah,
that's the scariest thing on the planet. And by the way, this is not the first attack in North Carolina. This is a trend that's going on in North Carolina. So if you live in North Carolina, watch the heck out.
Load the shotgun.
Axe wielding clowns that are breaking.
I just Googled Hickory, North Carolina. Clown murderer, and this has been going on for like a decade. This is crazy. There's some kind of cult.
It's insane. There is something going on in North Carolina, and you people are crazy. And I would move. I just move out. You know what? Let me tell you the honest truth. If somebody comes up and is at my bedroom door at 4:30 in the morning, wielding an axe and wearing a clown outfit, you won't have to kill me because I'll just die.
If it's Chris Hemsworth, though, what would you change your mind?
I wouldn't know it was Chris Hemsworth because he's dressed
but he could have
as
his shirt off.
Clown.
Could have his shirt off.
It does not matter if you are dressed as a clown and with an axe at 4:30 in the morning at my bedroom door, I'm going to have a heart attack and die. So you won't have to kill me. I'll be dead already. There you go.
Try that in Florida where everybody's armed. Or Texas. You're not gonna last long as a clown breaking into homes in Texas. You're just going to be dead the first day.
But that's why you didn't hear about this in Texas.
No. Or Florida.
Y'all need to get guns in North Carolina.
In Florida, they'll just stick their boa constrictor on you. You'll just be, you'll be dying of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Done.
Hey, we have big news for Friday's show coming up. I mean, really big news. This is like giant news. Debbie Laux, host of the Horsemanship Radio Show, Monty's Daughter, secured an interview and has recorded it, and it will be played for the first time here on Friday's show with Priscilla Presley. Yes, the Priscilla Presley. She gets the Celebrity Interview of the Month Award. And, of course, Priscilla is a big advocate against soaring and what's going on in the whole Tennessee walking thing, which we talked about here on the show. But she's also, Jennifer, you actually were producing that interview. She also talks about growing up with dad and the kid, or growing up with husband and the kids and the whole thing.
Yep, she
playing with ponies.
A bit about having the horses at home and the good times. And you'll find out whether or not Elvis Presley ever put sparkles on his horse.
Okay. Well, all of that is a, must know on Friday that we'll be playing that interview for you. So tune in Friday for the big interview. Thank you, Debbie, for putting all that together. And secondly, we now confirmed we had an interview yesterday on the Stable Scoop Show with Meg from the Colorado Horse Park. And I have the details on our meetup if you're in Colorado. We'll be doing the listener meetup on September 17th at the Colorado Horse Park. It's at 11 a.m. They've moved cross-country time to 11 a.m., and they're doing cross-country over 2 days now.
Really?
Yeah, well, apparently it's their big festival. They have a fair at the horse park, and their fair starts at 11, so they move cross-country to 11. And apparently from where the festival is, you can see three-quarters of the cross-country. So it's pretty open, so you can see the riders are across like three quarters of it. And they're doing this thing too, I forget what they're calling it, but they're running, those golf carts that have multiple seats, like little buses? They're running those around the cross. You have to pay extra for this, but they're running those around the cross country, and you get a tour guide. Your tour guide is an event rider that explains the jumps to you and stuff. So they're running those to the backside of the cross country that you can't see.
Great idea.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So they're doing that all day long. And we're going to do a listener meetup. We were trying to figure out where to meet up, and we figured the most appropriate place, they actually have a pony ride there at the festival. So we're meeting at the pony rides because we thought that would be appropriate.
At what time?
At 11 o'clock a.m. on the 17th. That's Saturday the 17th, Colorado Horse Park, 11 a.m. at the pony rides.
But so, cross country starts at 11.
Yes. Well, that's also when the festival starts.
So you should meet. Oh, so you can't get in there.
You can't get in there earlier. So 11 a.m. pony rides at the festival, and cross country will be going on for hours anyway. So that's what we're doing.
I just wanted to, that's really cool. I wish I could go. But the Greenville.
You
County
are going to miss out on the, you're going to miss out on the, all the festival foods.
Yeah, that's terrible poison anyway. Yeah, so this weekend I'm going to Flagstaff to pick up Duke. He's coming back down to the heat. He's lived his lazy summer life in the Flagstaff, Arizona, and the cool temperatures up there. And then on the 10th, I'm going back to Flagstaff up because there's a night of inspiration and my dad really wants to meet Monty Roberts. So we're going to fly out there and I'm taking my dad to go meet Monty. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
But I did want to interject real quick. There has been a warning. Greenville County Police Department is letting people know that at no time should a child be alone at night walking on the roads or into wooded areas, because there is a clown that is trying to lure children into the woods in South Carolina.
Did you watch a horror clown movie last night or what?
This just popped up in my news. I'm like... There's a 10-minute curfew
let's
to ensure children's
clowns,
safety.
Leave the clowns. Turn off the news.
Okay. The Carolinas done gone crazy. Okay. Y'all need to just fall into the ocean. Just let it go.
Jamie, you need to turn off the Google alert on your computer
take clowns off your news feed. And
I don't know how they got on my news feed, but it's scaring me half to death. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your hair instead.
Oh my gosh, my clown hair.
Your clown hair. Let's talk about your clown hair. So I saw on Facebook yesterday. Now, you've let your hair, since we saw you last, your hair is really long.
Yes, I've been just letting it grow. I've had like one trim done, but I've just been letting it grow because I've always wanted to do a hair donation, to donate your hair to kids that need it, alopecia kids that need it with cancer, people that have, limited income and can't buy a wig. And there's a million reasons that people would need hair. So I've been growing my hair. I've always wanted to do it, but I've always been that super chicken that's like, okay, just cut off 2 inches, because my hair is my power shield,
Yours is so thick too. It's not like real thin hair either.
It's really thick and really heavy and really hot. And so I thought, I'm going to whack it off right before summer. Well, it wasn't long enough. And I actually went to a hair salon to have it measured because it has to be at minimum 8 inches, from where you want to cut it down. And I walk into the hair salon. I'm like, hey, can you measure my hair and tell me how long it is? I know how long to grow it. And this ding dong puts the measuring thing at my scalp and holds my hair straight out.
Oh, you're not going to do the butch crew cut?
She's like measuring it. I go, I'm not shaving my head, woman. Measure from the bottom up. Like, what are you doing? She was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that's it. You're not cutting my hair ever.
give Chad a scissors. Give Lucas a scissors and let him go to town.
Measure my hair. Okay, let's see from your scalp. No.
So you're not going really short, huh?
So I'm not going really short because it's grown so much. I thought I was going to have to go really short, but it's grown so much in the last 2 months that it's actually probably going to be just above my shoulders. It's so long. So I'm going to get a short do. I'm going to mail that hair off and have a short haircut, and it's going to be awesome. Chad is so excited because he's
really
so tired of hair. I just have so much hair and it's heavy and I'm sweaty and it's just he's over the hair. Too much hair. Like, we go to sleep at night and there's like, my hair is so long, it's like on his pillow. And he's like,
yeah, eating hair all night's not much fun. No.
I never thought of that. I never cared about anybody.
Yeah, because it's on the back of your head and the front of his face.
Exactly. And it drives him crazy. So I've tried to have a discussion with Lucas on how I'm going to cut my hair off. You know, mommy's hair is going to go away. How do you like? I said, do you like my hair short like this? And I held it up. Or do you like it long? And he actually reached out. He goes, I like it like this. And he pulled it out and made me look like Cousin It. I was like, well, can't walk. He's like, I like it like that. You like it when I'm totally hidden. Thanks, son. But yeah, that's today. So anyway.
Well, it is the day for crappy lists. So it's the last, also the last day of the month. So before we get to our first guest,
ooh,
I thought I would
show,
do
study favorite.
Show. And I got some good ones here for you. And this is what I do every month. I take a look at Google and I type in study show and I do a search in the news and we just look at the headlines. We don't look at the details of the story because you really don't need the details of the story. And this is what we wasted our money on in August. Studies show that hot weather brings out the worst in us.
Yeah.
Yes, we spent money on that. You could ask Jamie. She lives in Phoenix where it's 120 every day. She knows it brings out the worst in everybody.
You know who you need to ask about that is my husband, because he is so grumpy. Like, he's just mad. He comes home and he's like, I'm just so burned out. I'm like, you've been out of town for a week. You just got home. You can't be burned out. You've been
beautiful, cool beaches and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been on the beach in LA. I'm like, I'm so burned out. You've been home an hour.
Studies show, you're in a mood today. Studies show flossing likely a waste of time.
I totally agree.
You do?
Who needs to floss?
Studies show people use only 5 apps on their smartphones. And that got me thinking. And I got to looking about, you know, the 100 apps I have on my smartphone. And I got to counting the ones I actually use like every day. And it's 5.
Really? So
I agree with this study. I don't use more than 5. If you think about the ones you use every day, it's like 5 regular ones you use every day.
Are you including camera and internet?
No,
and
not the ones that are built in, the ones you download separately. So if you take off the ones that are built into your phone, I use like 5. My bank, the weather, I use Weather Underground's radar because I think it's pretty good. My podcast app that I use Pocket Cast, so I use that one. But I
use way more than 5.
You do?
I do, because I use Facebook on my phone.
Well,
Words
okay,
with
Facebook.
Friends.
Yep.
Fine.
Are you still playing Words with Friends? You're like the one of 3 people left.
No, I've been playing these same people for years.
Do you ever win? Because that's why I quit playing, because you kept beating me and then making fun of me. So I quit playing.
Yeah, because you're terrible.
I know, I was. I was pretty bad.
I use the Find Your iPhone app is what I use probably more than anything.
Well, that makes sense.
You have to go, because I go to the iPad and go, where's my phone? And it'll make it my phone beep. So that works. And then I use tons of my apps. And then Lucas uses all of the game apps that we've downloaded. So
yeah, and the ones where you buy stuff without his permission, he uses those too.
Yeah, I blocked that. USA Today.
Studies show insurance status may impact patients' health outcome. Yeah, no kidding.
No.
If you don't have insurance, it's probably going to impact your health outcomes. I could have done that one without a study.
Without insurance, you're like, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's right. I don't need the doctor. I'll get better. It'll go away. That big sore, that's going to go away by itself. Yeah.
The bone will grow back in there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's been a few times we haven't had insurance where Jennifer was like, hey, look, I've broken bones before. I know what it feels like. This is probably just cracked. So it'll heal.
That's what I did with my shoulder and the horse bit me.
Like, how is your shoulder, by the way?
It's still pretty sore. Still sore. But it's not broken.
No,
I'm fine.
You're fine. That
my
bone
insurance
will heal.
Status changed, so I'm like, I don't even want to mess with it. I'm fine.
Studies show more people living together before getting married. Once again, we spent money on that.
I highly recommend that, by the way.
We were one of the early outliers on that, because we did live together for about a year before we got married. And that was 30 years ago. We were sinners back then. That was back then. It wasn't a common thing. And I don't, my parents were pretty upset about that because they're, you know, good Catholics. They were really upset about that.
By the time I met Chad, my parents were like, move in with him. Go.
That's
go,
the way Jennifer's please. Parents were. It's like, you're you fucked. Finally have a boyfriend. Please keep him.
Yeah, go. They're like, he's not a total loser. Wait, he's not a musician.
Well, you met him. How old were you when you met him?
30.
Yeah, see, they were ready.
They were like, get out.
Yeah.
Go move across the country. Quit your job. Go. Yeah.
Something. Get a real job.
Do something.
Get out of that radio thing. That's goes nowhere. Studies show being single has many advantages over marriage. Once again?
Who needs money to tell you that? Yeah.
Studies show student loan debt can delay home ownership. Okay, again, why are we studying that?
That's I a study. That.
Studies show gambling as addictive type of mental disorder. As addictive, what is this? Studies show gambling as an addictive type of mental disorder.
So basically, it's a mental disorder and you're addicted to it.
Yeah, like anything else that you're addicted to. Again, studies show coffee does not cause cancer. You're in good shape there, Jamie.
I'm going to have another slug of it right now, then.
This just indicates your what you've always thought is that coffee is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Healthy.
Studies show an hour of daily activity counters effects of inactive lifestyles. Now, let me read that to you again. Studies show that an hour of daily activity counters the effect of an inactive lifestyle. Yes,
so
they did a study.
Let me get this straight. You exercise for an hour, and it basically means that you did not exercise.
Correct. That being having an inactive lifestyle is improved by actually doing something.
By being
That's
active.
What that says. Yes. Yes.
Where do we get these people to donate to? Like, we could come up with some sort of study thing that we could do.
No, we could probably get $100,000 to study something that we already know the answer to. We just make up the results and we're good. Studies show men and women lose weight differently. There's a There's a duh one too. Studies show that the affluent, you're going to love this one. And I actually read it. Studies show that the affluent, the rich, have more insects on their property.
What?
I know. And I read this one because I was like, what? And it's because they have more flowers and they have bigger gardens and bigger yards with more flowers and plants that attract insects.
I'm pretty sure that the rich and affluent don't have bed bugs.
No, I think they meant insects on the property, you know, not necessarily in the house, but as a result of having more insects on the property, they had more insects in the house.
Can you tell I'm watching Orange is the New Black and they had the bed bug episode?
Oh, that's a while ago. Are you still that far behind? You need to get caught up, girl.
I am on season 4 now.
Oh, you are? You're on the final season now?
I'm on the final season. Right. I'm going to be
Well, not the final season, but the last season so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I just got a message from Casey and she said that she is at work and she laughed out loud at Lucas making me cousin it and everybody looked at her. My job is done for the day. I have publicly embarrassed somebody.
You've now scared the crap out of everybody who's not going to sleep waiting for a clown to show up at their bedroom door. And the terrifying thought of you looking like Cousin It. So there you go.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I give for the show.
Can we saw so that's my study show for August. Probably between all of those studies, we wasted $2 million right there. Somebody got a job, though. Somebody has to actually write the study.
So one of the studies, like if I have debt, it slows me down from spending my money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's a really big, big study.
Yes. But the two game changers that are in here is we don't have to floss anymore. And
drink coffee and don't floss.
Drink coffee and don't floss. That's what we took out of that whole thing today.
That's hilarious.
And while we're waiting for our next guest to show, our first guest to show up, can we talk? We always talk every year about who they pick for Dancing with the Stars. And I know neither one of us watch it anymore. But the combination this year of the Dancing with the Stars is quite an interesting group. We have politicians. We have
this,
Ryan Lochte.
By the way, Lochte. Hold on. This is a horse radio show.
Yes.
So we know.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle show.
Yeah. You're the one that started this years ago because you used to watch this religiously with your mother. But
I need to Google Dancing with the Stars 2016.
Do you think Ryan Lochte was booked before he got in trouble at the Olympics?
No. No way.
You think he's booked after to just get ratings up?
So the guy that lied about whatever is actually going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. Ryan Lochte, Vanilla Ice. There's a name you haven't heard in a while.
Oh my gosh, I'm watching.
Vanilla Ice is going to be on. Ryan Lochte. Let's see here. Football player Calvin Johnson. They always put a football player on, don't they? Rick Perry, who was running for president, he's going to be on. Mary Lou Henner, there's a name you haven't heard in a while, is going to be on. Do you know the actress Mary Lou Henner?
Yes.
You would recognize her if you saw her picture, although she's had a lot of work done.
I never should.
And having just watched Orange is New Black, Amber Rose is going to be on. So you know who that is, just having watched Orange is New Black. You saw her naked in
that TV show.
The one with all the tattoos.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The one...
Season three. Yes.
The one that did the thing and then got the thing and is in
exactly.
the thing right now?
That one.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah. Okay.
Amber Rose. Yep. So that's a few of who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars this year. You'll have to watch again and then keep us updated because I'm not watching.
Amber Rose actually Australian?
Yes. She is actually Australian. Yes. Okay. It has an accent and everything. It has more tattoos than ever, so...
She did the thing with the thing, Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about something a little more serious than Dancing with the Stars on this horse show.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report, when our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated, bubble-wrap-lined equine products.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we've got a group of people here to talk to us about rain rot. And I guess, you know, you always hear about all the magical inventions happening with college kids. Oh, this college kid invented this, or this college kid, and they are inventing things at Randolph College. Now, I've got Amanda Rumor. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you are the head of the Randolph College Rain Rot Research Program.
Yes, I am.
That is awesome.
Is that on your business card, by the way? I just have to know.
I'm putting it in my email signature now.
Yeah.
The Randolph College Rain Rot Research. All right. The three R's. So, tell us, first of all, kind of introduce yourself and those who are with you.
Dr. Amanda Ramore, I am the chair of our equine studies department here at Randolph College, and I am also a professor in the biology department. And I am here with two students who worked with me this summer on our project. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Callan Fry. I'm currently a senior at Randolph College. I'm a biology major and hopefully a French minor. And I worked this summer with Dr. Rumor, Jackie, and several of our other peers on this project.
I'm Jackie. What?
Callan, can you say rain rot in French for me, please?
I think it would be the same thing. I would just say it with a French accent, just rain rot.
Well done. Give that guy his minor.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Sorry, Jacqueline.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. I'm a junior at Randolph, and I'm a biology and chemistry double major.
She's got a big brain.
Yes. I don't think we can let her on this show, to be honest.
The double major.
Sometimes they're smarter than me.
So, Amanda, Dr. Rumor, tell us a little bit about why you decided to start the Rain Rot Research Program, and tell us about it.
Sure. Well, I have been volunteering at a local horse rescue and sanctuary called Brook Hill Farm in Forest, Virginia. And their horses live outside primarily. And I noticed through my volunteer work that a lot of them come down with rain rot when we hit those hot, humid, wet summers here in Central Virginia. And I asked what the treatments were, and they said they just use a bunch of old wives' tales. And so I became interested, is there any truth to these old wives' tales of treatments that people typically use to treat rain rot?
Okay, and what were some of the things they were using?
They actually told me that they have been recommended by their peers. Mouthwash, Listerine seems to be very popular. diaper rash cream, baby oil, and then the one that we found most interesting, which was essential oils, which, you know, are very big in the news right now.
Yes. Okay. So your research program, did you decide to put these things to the test, or were you like, I'm not smearing Desitin on my horse's haunches?
Well, we decided that to avoid putting the horses through all of this messiness, we would test the effectiveness in the lab first and then pick the most effective ones to try on the horses.
Okay. Okay. So what did you discover? Callan or Jackie, you guys can jump in too.
Well, we worked with a lot of over-the-counter products, but the main conclusion of our research, I think, is that tea tree oil, which is an essential oil, we diluted it at 1% in baby oil. We found that that was super effective, both in lab and in practice.
All right, so Callan just told the end of the movie, and we hadn't got there yet. So back up a little bit. First of all, Jackie, how exactly do you get rain rot under, how do you, I'm not a scientist, but obviously, so how does one get rain rot into a lab?
Well, we collected the samples from the horses by pulling off some of the hair and scabby lesions and incubating them in the lab for a while.
Okay.
Then we were able to grow the cultures in broth and on plates, and then we could apply the treatments to those.
We also thought about widening the doorways to the lab to fit the horses in there. That didn't work out.
Just get some rubber shoes on.
Callan, if you flunk out on the whole biology French major thing, I have a job for you over here hosting, okay?
Dr. Remore, you tested all of these products, and with all these things that these people told you that they were trying on the rain rot, which one was the most laughable?
Probably the Listerine mouthwash.
Really?
It's very difficult. It's an antiseptic by nature, but it's hard to apply it, to rinse it off, and it gives your horse kind of that minty fresh smell afterwards. So it was probably the least effective of what we tried.
Okay, I need to ask the dumb question, though. What is rain rot? Is it a bacteria? What is it?
It is a bacteria. It is commonly thought to be a fungus, but it is absolutely not. It is a gram-positive bacteria, and it is normal to find it on all horses. Unfortunately, when conditions like heat and humidity and periods of rain occur, the bacteria tends to grow a lot faster and start causing the rain rot lesions.
Okay, got it. So that's why you were able to bring it into the lab and grow it, is because it is bacteria.
Yes, it is bacteria. It's fairly easy to grow. It does prefer to live under the fur of the horses and other farm animals, cattle, sheep, even camels can get rain rot.
Oh, wow.
So does, you know, I've always seen where you get the rain rot and the hair kind of comes off in chunks. Is it good to remove all that to get the air to it than to make the treatment, or should you just leave it alone? Does it spread if you mess with it?
It will spread if you mess with it too much. So you want to clean it, pull off the lesions as best you can, but you don't want to cause harm in that you're pulling the lesions off and leaving the skin exposed.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Callan, now that you've already told the end of the movie, explain what your research findings were and how exactly would you recommend to the rescue treating rain rot?
So, what our findings were, in addition to the tea tree oil,
other products.
Well, there were other products that were effective in lab, but not necessarily in practice.
Oh, that's interesting.
When we applied them to horses, which was very interesting. But there were also, I believe there was one product that wasn't effective in lab, but was somewhat effective in practice, which that's just kind of how science goes.
Really?
But tea tree oil was par for the course and accomplished both, which I think was pretty great.
So you were taking the tea tree oil and you were diluting it in baby oil. Is that the ideal? And
yes.
the reason for the baby oil is because it helps hold it in place. It's a binder.
Well, essentially, you can't really apply straight essential oils to skin of people or animals. It can actually be pretty toxic if you do that.
But why not water why not water or milk or whatever? You know, why baby oil?
Well, because tea tree oil is an oil. You can't really mix oil and water.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like dissolves like, as we say.
Okay.
Gotcha.
This is why I am not in college to be a chemistry major.
Big brains, Glenn. Yes. Big brains. Oil and water don't mix, okay? So the tea tree oil works. So Callan, I come to you and I'm like, I've got this horsewood rain rot. Tell me what to do. What works?
What we found works is basically you take essential oil, dilute it to 1% in, we did baby oil, and found that that was just fine. And then we placed it inside of, I think, a spray bottle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of the thing you would spray on plants. And we just screwed it up and we applied it, I believe, once a day for 10 days. And that was fine.
That's it. They've solved the problem. Randolph College Rain Rot Research Program. It works.
I'm trying to figure out how to get to 1%. Do I just take a couple drops and put it in the baby oil?
1%.
You would probably want to use some sort of measuring device.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out the 1%. You know, the 1% of baby oil. I'm thinking just the thimbleful. That's what I'm guessing. Because I wasn't very good at baking either, because that old measuring thing.
So, Glenn, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a thimble, and you're going to put tea tree oil in that, and you're going to pour that in a bottle. And then you're going to take 99 full things of baby oil thimbles and pour that into the bottle.
That's going to take me a week just to measure those baby oil thimbles. I'll tell you what.
Keep it simple.
All right, got
for
it.
You and me too. No, I would have to do it.
For all the horse people out there, syringes make great measuring devices when you're measuring small volumes, like 1 mL for the tea tree oil.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. I would have never thought to do that.
You probably won't find many barns with the graduated cylinders and beakers in them.
No, that's what I was. Not mine, for sure.
Well, Callan and Jackie and Dr. Ramore, we do appreciate you guys coming on and giving us the 411 on the rain rot. And I feel like you've solved problems. You've created a cure. You're like all doctors.
You know what? Everybody that makes bottled rain rot goop is now, all the companies that make the bottled rain rot stuff are now going, why did these people ever do this study? They just put us out of business.
Yeah.
You're going to get hate
mail.
Well,
hopefully we'll see some products out there in a few years with the tea tree oil in it.
As soon as I can figure out how to measure 1%, I'm making it, and I'm going to sell it. It's going to be Horse Radio Network Rain Rot Oil. And
you college kids, you graduate, and you run out, and you make this stuff and sell it, and you become millionaires, okay? Go do it.
Okay.
I mean, I got student loans to pay off, so that's what I'm up to.
Right? All right. Callan and Jackie and Dr. Ramore, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck
in
the future.
You were great.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to get back on when they're millionaires and they've created this. You know what's what's funny is I've actually always used a tea tree oil shampoo on rain rot. And I never knew if it worked, but
when you read the article, you'll see the picture of the products they tested. There are a lot of products out there for rain rot, and they tested them all. I mean, there's a ton of them here. But it's interesting that that's what they found. And they were a good group. They were funny.
Yeah, that's
great. So, it was a study that was worthwhile, unlike the studies we had earlier.
That's true. It was actually a study that paid off. Now, just so you know, Callan Fry looks, I'm just looking at the picture, exactly like I thought he would.
Oh,
he's
really?
In a lab coat. He's got short hair. He's wearing glasses and he's skinny and he's
oh, yes, it is. I'm not. You're right. I'm here too. Yes, you're right. That's exactly what I picked. He could host the show any day. He's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break for our song. And also, we have to hear from Uncle Jimmy. And then we're coming back. Victoria's supposed to be with us today. I talked to her earlier this morning, and she's supposed to be free. So we'll hope to hear from her a little bit later. It's been a while since we've had Victoria on from Horse and Country TV with the European Report all coming up.
Hello, folks. Uncle Jimmy here, and welcome to the world of Uncle Jimmy brand products, where funny names mean serious products. Featuring Uncle Jimmy Squeezy Buns, the squeezably soft hand treat that your horse will love. The award-winning Uncle Jimmy's Hangin' Balls. Uncle Jimmy's Sugar-Free Ball. The incredible Licky Thing, also in sugar-free. The amazing Uncle Jimmy's Pecker Wrecker. And the Big Licky. The infamous Uncle Jimmy Hangin' Ball was first designed by me for my own horses to help reduce the bad habits which come from stall boredom. It now can be found around the world. This nutritious, flavored, filled boredom buster will help keep your horses occupied and happy around the clock. Properly hung, it will last for weeks, provided you don't let your horse pin it, and Uncle Jimmy knows who you are. The ball comes in four flavors: apple, carrot, peppermint, molasses, and now sugar-free. Once again, welcome to the world of Uncle Jimmy's brand products, where funny names mean serious products, and satisfaction is 100% guaranteed.
Deeper than before, I need you to move it.
like I would for you, from Tiffany DeRose. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And we're happy that you decided to join us this morning. Now, Misty is checking in because I keep forgetting that we have a lot of super, super, super smart listeners who actually can do math and things. And Misty is checking in and saying, Glenn, you can also dilute it 1 to 10 and then dilute that 1 to 10 again. Which means I'd only have to do it 10 times. I had to really think about that, Misty, because I was going 1 to 10 and then 1 to 10 again, which means I'd take that thimble. I still end up doing it 100 times. I'm just saying.
Just keep it simple for you and couple do the drops symbol in a bottle. 99 times with regular oil right. And one time with tea tree oil.
That's right. That'd be much better than trying to have to do multiplications of like 1 to 10 and 1 to 10. And then, anyway. I have a couple news stories here for you. I have a heartwarming story that has a happy ending that didn't start out happy in the very beginning. And I'm not going to mention the name of the town because it also gives Jamie nightmares. It's in, let's see here.
I won't go on a tangent. Go ahead.
The name of the town is Crystal Lake. And this...
Which is where Jason from Friday the 13th lived. Just so you know, it's that kind of day, people.
Yes, apparently. So Crystal Lake is in Illinois, above Chicago. And what happened was a barn burnt down, and there were 32 horses killed in the blaze in Woodstock. And one of the horses' names was Lightning McQueenie, and Natalie Heinz owned Lightning McQueenie, and of course she was a teenager. She's very upset about losing her horse, like anybody would be. Well, somebody heard about the fire on the radio. Her name was Cindy Pike, and she owns a breeding farm, and she also drives a truck part-time. And a friend of hers was driving a truck through the Chicago area and heard about the fire on the radio and told Cindy about it. And Cindy was really upset because she had lost a horse when she was a child, too, and she knew what kind of effect that has on people. So a month after the fire, Cindy Pike, who had heard all of this on the radio, donated one of her horses, rumor has it, to this poor girl, Natalie, who had lost her horse in the fire.
And
the family calls the horse Destiny. Well, Destiny, on August the 12th, rather, at the Kentucky Horse Park, won the national championship at the United States Federation 2016 Pony Finals.
No way!
Yes.
Goosebumps!
I know. Doesn't that give you goosebumps? So here she is. She loses her horse. A kind stranger who didn't know her from Adam donated one of her horses to her, gave it to her, and said, here, you take this horse. And it went on to be a national champion.
I want to get Cindy Pike or Natalie Heinz on the show.
There you go, Denise. Work on that. Heinz was a member of the 4-person pony jumper team from Zone 5 and 6 out of the Midwest, and who ended up winning the championship.
Yeah, so, those are people we need to talk to.
Yeah, isn't that a cool story? I mean, let's get them both, Natalie and Cindy, on and get them on together. That's just a really cool story. And now, on for a little naughtiness out there in Santa Cruz, California. And you know how we always say, don't own a goat? And I know there's a lot of goat owners out there, but goats can be naughty. And every goat I've ever known about has been naughty. You don't own goats, right? Your neighbors own goats.
Oh, if I brought a goat home, I would be divorced.
Yes, you would.
That is the one thing he's like, yeah. Like, that's, he'll leave me.
You can own 85 chickens, 25 horses, and all the other dogs and cats and pets you have, but no goats.
Dear God, no goats.
Well, here's a goat out in Santa Cruz, California that's known. He's a dwarf billy goat, actually, and he's known for escaping his pen. His owner, Tamara, told the Santa Cruz Sentinel newspaper that Lancelot, the billy goat, by the way, is known to opening with his butt the stable gate, and did that last Wednesday, and he let his best friend out. Well, you would think the best friend would be another goat, but no, it was a 1-ton Clydesdale named Buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
So the goat and Buddy decided to make a run for it and escaped into the mountains. Now, another Clydesdale by the name of Harry also fled, but they found him in a meadow eating the next day. However, Buddy and the goat, Lancelot, made a true run for it and were not interested in being caught, and spent 5 days before they could catch up to these two, who apparently were hiding in the brush and the woods and trying not to be caught. They said that that Buddy has quite a sense of humor and is quite a little troublemaker, the one-ton Clydesdale, that is, and they found them together 5 days later as a pair of searchers on horseback found them hiding in what they call Manzanita scrubs. I don't know what they are, but it's something Californian, and that's when they found him 5 days later. They said when we got him back to the pen, he was particularly frisky and playful and happy. Yeah, he had just escaped for 5 days and had a blast. We don't know what he got into out there. He could have found the moonshine still out there in the hills of California. We don't know what he got. He could have found a girl out there. Who knows?
I see this, and it says the last sentence of this story is, when we got him back in the pen, he was particularly frisky, playful, and happy. I think he was glad to be back.
No.
He was going, ha ha! Yes. I escaped, and y'all can find me for 5 days. I'm amazing. Booyah! Right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think he was happy to be back either. So there you go. That was that's the story of why none of us should own goats. Because they're naughty. But then again, if your goat kept opening the pen, put a snap on it or something.
How about let the damn goat out and leave him? Just bye.
I think it's funny, though, that a dwarf billy goat, by the way, there's a picture of these two together. It is a dwarf billy goat. It stands about 18 inches tall at the tops. And this is an 18-hand Clydesdale. So the two of them together were kind of funny. It was kind of a funny sight anyway. All right. I have to try and get Victoria on here. From Horse and Country TV. We call her live. Oh, I don't know that she's there yet, so we'll give her a
That's
try.
That's a dwarf, really fat billy goat.
It is. Well, it's been out eating Lord knows what for 5 days. Might have got into an alfalfa patch. Who knows?
That's funny.
What that billy goat got into? Troublemaker. Of course, what's so funny about that is the Clydesdale could, if he just pushed a little with his chest, could knock the whole gate over.
And thank God they don't know that.
I know. Thank God horses don't know they can get out. All right. It is that time. We haven't had her on in a while, have we, Jamie?
I can't remember the last time. I think it was last week, though.
It's been years since we've talked to her.
Pretty sure it was last week, Glenn.
Go ahead. She is here. You're good to go.
Oh, you want me to take? Okay. Yeah. Well, there's no music. Oh, don't you usually play the... Thank you. That's what I was waiting on.
I didn't know we were being formal today.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
I'm in vacation mode.
I guess so. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Jay. I'm afraid Glenn was right. It's been a couple of weeks since I was up in Scotland last week. So, yeah, sorry.
You know what? You watch your mouth when you say words like that. We don't say Glenn was right on this show.
For once, Jamie.
Well, I feel like we're getting a little bit of static from you. Are you there? Can you hear us okay?
Oops.
Nope.
She just left.
I guess not. What was she coming to talk to us about today anyway?
I have no idea.
Let's try her again. I hear the beeping. I don't know if anybody else can hear the beeping.
I hear wonderful beeping.
I don't hear any beeping. So, are you back, Victoria?
I'm back. Can you guys hear me?
Well, better now.
Yes. Much improved. Much improved. Well, how are you? I guess you said Glenn's right. You must have been out competing.
I think the evil god struck you down when you said I was right. Apparently.
No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, and she's gone again.
See? Jinxed her. You cursed her.
Do not say those words. Glenn is right. See, it causes people to get kicked off the air.
Apparently.
Yeah, you can't say that and mean it. All right, we're trying one more time. We're going to not have her on.
Okay. Nobody cares what's going on across the pond anyway. Just because it's the
I
week
I wanted to talk
starts.
About her new puppy. Have you seen her new puppy pictures?
Yes, but I did want to talk a little burly. We've got some amazing Americans in there. And nothing. We're not getting her.
No.
Oh, well.
Let's see. She might try and call us back. Maybe she'll reboot.
Okay.
You talk amongst yourselves and I'll try and get her fixed.
Jennifer, I found something that is super interesting. It's a chart of the all-time
Victoria, are you
money.
Back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, now I have to wait to hear about the chart.
I know. Sorry. But that's why, Victoria, you don't ever say the G is R, okay, on this show, because you won't stick around.
Okay.
First of all, you got a new puppy.
I do. Little Molly. She is currently asleep on the sofa, so the ground drills are going well.
Well, there's nothing better than a sleeping puppy. It's just when they're awake, they're terrible.
Yeah, she's quite sweet when she's sleepy or when she's just first woken up, and then she gets loads of energy and runs around and is a bit out of control. But she's very cute and very tiny.
And what is she? She's a Jack Russell?
Jack Russell, yeah. A little white one with a brown face.
Cute. Adorable. Well, and then I think, too, you were competing your horses.
I was. I had a show on Monday morning, but I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it because my horse had been a little bit unlevel a few days before. And then I found out at 8 o'clock the night before from the girl that keeps her that Rosie was fine and ready to compete. So I had to suddenly find all my competition gear and clean my boots and be ready to leave at 6 in the morning. I still ended up being really late for my class. I was the last person to jump. And not only did I not walk the course, I had to walk into the judge and say, I'm sorry, but I don't know the course. Can you point it out to me? So it was very bad. Yeah, it was not my finest moment, but she had one fence down, and but she still came fifth, which is really good, so I was very happy.
Okay, hold up, there's horse shows on Monday mornings where you are?
It was a bank holiday Monday, so August long weekend, so yes. Otherwise my bossies at Horse and Country might have been like wondering where I was off to instead of being at my desk.
Yeah, I would imagine. So tell us a little bit about the most exciting thing that is going to happen this weekend, which is Burley.
Yeah, Burley's coming up, so that's really cool. And Andrew Nicholson is back in competition and aiming to win it, I think, for the fifth time, which is ridiculous. But it'll be really great because it's his first British four-star since his accident. So really looking forward to seeing him competing. No Mikkel Jung. I think he's already won the FEI Classic Series by a completely huge margin, having won Kentucky and badminton. So he doesn't even have to go to defend his title. So we're going to get a new Burley winner this year.
Okay. Do you think that the people that are entered in it were like, oh, they looked at the entry list, they're like, no, Michael, yeah.
Thank God.
I definitely do. The man is unreal. So yeah, he can stay in Germany and win there instead, and we can have a new winner here in Burley.
Yes, I think so. I think it's about time. So we've got a bunch of Americans that are there, and one of them is our friend of the show, Elisa Wallace, and she's competing at Burley for the first time.
Oh, cool. I shall look out for her.
And also Bunny Sexton, who I did some cross-country lessons with, is also coming, and I'm trying to find the list of names. There's probably 5 or 6 Americans that are actually out there that made the long travel all the way to Burley. So are you going to go?
I'm not going, I'm afraid. Jenny's going along with Ree, who is the Blue Chip All-Star Academy winner of this year. So Ree is going to help Jenny present her show from Burley. So they'll both be there. And I will be watching from home.
Okay. Can you give everybody just a little history of Burley? Because it's so interesting. And Burley, the grounds are this amazingly beautiful castle.
Yeah, like Burley and badminton have both got these amazing stately homes as backdrops, so doesn't get much better than this. And Burley is known as like the most fearsome four-star. Like badminton's kind of the most famous one of all, but Burley is known to be like the huge track that really challenges people. So it's pretty exciting. And yeah, I think if I was going there for the first time, I'd be quite terrified. I don't know if you guys have seen, but we've got a video on our website about a girl called Charlotte Breer, who has got a part shire horse that she bought a few years ago to do some local shows on, and she's taking him to Burley for the second time this year. So it's quite an incredible story.
Oh my gosh, he's a shire cross?
Yeah, a part shire. So apparently he just is a jumping machine, though, and struggles a bit with the dressage, but finds the jumping easy. So there's hope for us yet, Jamie. We can go around 4 stars.
I'll keep waiting. Now, the Americans that are there, just for listeners, Leah Langlusic, Philip Dutton, Liz Halliday Sharp, Philip Dutton, again, has another entry, Holly Payne Caravella, Bunny Sexton, and Elisa Wallace, and also James Alliston is over there. Even though he's British, he's based in the U.S. So we have a lot of people to cheer for over there. Obviously, you know, you can't get more close to home than Elisa Wallace. She comes on our show all the time. Her husband hosts one of the shows here on that. Oh, and Libby had too. So she's there too. So they're competing against small names like Jock Padgett, Mark Todd. I mean, you were just talking about, what's his name? The Silver Fox. Is that what you call him?
Yes.
He is Silver Fox.
Dickinson. Yeah, that's the one.
So it's going to be a great one. And I did read that Elisa Wallace said she had thrown up a couple times thinking about the cross country.
I didn't know Liz Halliday Sharp was still going. I thought she'd lost her top horse in a cross country accident a few months ago. But I don't know whether she had a second entry for an up and coming horse.
Was it HHS Cooley?
Yeah, I think that's the one that she lost. So she might be. It's very sad because she posted on social media the other day that she was watching the Burley course walk or something and was thinking how she would have been so desperate to jump it on him and how she was sad to be missing out with him. But yeah, I think she's withdrawn.
That's very sad. That's sad. I didn't know, but I was just looking at the Burley entry list. So
now is it on? Do you know if it's live on TV somewhere or on the internet or whatever that we could watch it here?
I think Burley TV is their live stream. So I think that's where they broadcast it. I don't know if it's on FEI TV as well. But yeah.
Well, it does say this is where you go, Burley.tv, and they have a free to view live coverage. So there you go. We can watch it right there.
So what else is going on Horsing Country?
Well, we have been obviously following all the Rio stories. So Jenny's been off interviewing Nick Skelton, you know, our new gold medalist.
Your new old gold medalist.
Yeah.
He should be crowned as king from what I understand. I mean, there's just more people just are madly in love with him.
Yeah, I think they're loving the story from his broken neck and hip replacement and the 58-year-old man with the unsigned horse that has come good again. And everybody's loving that story. So there's an interview with him, which is really sweet. And also some of the people involved, like Di Lampard, our team manager, and David Broom, who's an old show jumping legend. He chats about it and also compares his Olympic experience to today. And also he looks back at the good old days when show jumping was on the front page of every newspaper. So that's a really cool video. But also for all the people who have been inspired by watching the Olympics, the British Equestrian Federation are having a Give Horses a Go weekend this coming September to encourage all the people who are not already impoverished from riding to pick up the sport and give it a go for themselves.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. I'm hearing a little, Glenn, can you take over? I'm hearing a little bit of a weird echo. See if you...
I can do that. So what else is going on with Horse and Country TV? I was just over here checking out Burley TV and got distracted. Sorry.
Oh, we usually get a list from you, but you didn't send it this time. So
I'm sorry. I'm still in catching up from holiday mode.
I was just looking at the schedule here. And for those that want to watch cross country, which is the only thing you don't want to watch dressage, it is Saturday. And we would have to get up at like, I think 4 a.m. to start watching it here on the East Coast, which means, Jamie, you have to be up at about 2 in the morning.
One.
If it's four for you, it's one for me.
There you go.
I'll just stay up all night.
There you go.
Have a burly party. Well, we've got another really sweet story about a little mare who was caught up in a fire and was really badly burnt 8 months ago. And not only has she made a lovely recovery, she's just won the Rescue Pony of the Year competition at Equifest, which is a big showing competition over here. So you can see the amazing pictures of this pony from how it was discovered to how it looks now. It's really quite an amazing transformation.
Cool.
So yeah, and also finally we've got an interview with Michael Whitaker, who is part of our Rio team, and his son is now the European Pony Championship pony champion. So another Whitaker getting into the winner's podium. So one to watch for the future, we think.
And who do you have your money on if you were a betting person for Burley this weekend? Who would you have your money on?
I think Andrew Nicholson will win it. I think he's got an amazing Burley record, and I just think it's the fairy tale return.
It's ridiculous. That is like picking the favorite in a horse race and betting on it.
Okay, should I pick an outsider? Oh, God.
Yes, pick an outsider. Give us the sleeper pick.
I haven't even looked at the full lineup beyond the main people that are coming. So, maybe one of our Olympic squad might win it and have a British winner for a change.
Yeah, but, well, you know, the German's not coming, so you have a shot.
True.
Yeah. It is.
You have some Germans.
Yeah, there are some Germans, but the German, you know, the.
Yeah, the I knew German. Who you were talking about.
How much does he win for winning that series anyway?
I think he gets an extra like $60,000 US. So
we can add it to his $4 million he's won over the last year here.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Can't be bad.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. We really appreciate you stopping by. Now, we're not going to talk to you for a couple of weeks. We have a vacation coming up, but we'll talk to you again toward the end of September.
Perfect. And I'll make sure I send over my story as well.
Yeah, bad girl, bad girl.
Sorry. Well, enjoy watching Burley at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. And enjoy that cute little puppy of yours as he.
I will do.
As she terrorizes the house and eats everything in sight.
And swings off the curtains.
Yeah, puppy proof, puppy proof. Quick.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, see you.
Bye.
It is a cute little Jack Russell puppy.
All it's puppies are cute. They have to be cute. Otherwise, people would kill them.
Exactly. Exactly. We had one puppy that just actually ate holes in the plaster walls. I don't know what that puppy was deficient in. Brain cells, I think, actually.
Well, we still have we have this huge wraparound couch. You know, it's one of those like sectionals that's attached. It's like three-sided.
We still have one of those too.
Well, it's wonderful, beautiful, awesome couch that I've had to turn over the cushions and get rid of one of them because Danny ate the cushions.
Yeah. What is it about what's inside of a couch cushion that they seem to think is so fascinating?
I don't know, but it's. I still have to buy
replacement. They put dog nip in there. Is there such a thing as dog nip, by the way?
I think that must be what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, you were just about to explain something to Jennifer when I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. There was just a infographic on Blood Horse, and it's the all-time leading earners of racehorses. And what I can't figure out is if they've... I don't think they have, but if they've kind of moved the money around to come up to kind of today's standards, but I don't think so, because in 1950, Citation was the all-time leading money earner at $1,085,000. Did you know Citation in the 1950s won $1 million?
Wow, that's a bunch. I would not have guessed that.
I was thinking, I'm like, is this padded? I guess I should have found that out before I did the story on the air, because Nashua, $1.2 million in 56, 58 was Round Table at $1.7 million.
Yeah, that has to have been adjusted for today's dollars.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming up with the right word. Affirmed won $2,393,000. Just testing my number knowledge here. In 1980, Spectacular Bid, 2.7. 1981. See, this is where I thought it might have been adjusted. Is John Henry, it says, won $6.5 million in 81. Do you remember him winning that much money?
No, I don't remember him winning that much. In that day's dollars, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. Ali Sheba, 6.6. Cigar, 9.9. Curlin, 10.5. And the all-time leading money earner, California Chrome, has won $13,252,650. That's crazy.
Wow.
And did they bought the wacko owner there? They bought him out, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
boy, I bet you he was sorry he opened his mouth one too many times.
Oh, I don't know. He probably opened his mouth all the way to the bank. You kidding?
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure he took a couple million out of it.
He still owns racehorses. And like Debbie Laux saw him at Del Mar and got her picture taken with him. Remember?
So he still owns racehorses. Therefore, he still has the opportunity to lose all that money and more.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So he'll be broke before you know it. But no, they kicked him out. Now, I wanted to tell you guys a little secret.
Uh-oh.
And this is just speculation. And this is a rumor that I heard about California Chrome. And it came from a very inside racehorse insider. Okay. And we're going to throw this out and see if this theory is correct. Did I tell you this one yet?
No. Uh-uh.
So why is California Chrome still racing? You know, why hasn't he gone to stud? This racing insider who shall remain nameless told me, remember, he went to the farm for a while and then they brought him back out to racing. I said, yes. He goes, I guarantee you he's sterile.
Well, absolutely. That was just, hello.
Shooting blanks, huh?
Shooting blanks. Jennifer, what are you saying? That's common knowledge. It's not common knowledge.
No,
that's
it's not common knowledge, but it's the not obvious even answer.
It's potentially true, but this is just a rumor. Just a rumor, people. It's not true, but it might not be true, but it could be. And time will tell, and we will find out.
You bring a horse to the farm, and then you bring him back out. There's only one reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And so did they buy out the chatty guy? Before they knew or after? And so did he get a bunch of
money? Because somebody had bought the rights to his stallion life, right?
Ooh.
Yes, when the sale first went through, it was referred to as they bought the breeding rights.
Because it was like $10 million, if I remember right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting my horses mixed up. Maybe that was a different horse, but I thought that's the way it was. But maybe I'm getting my horses mixed up.
Do you ever think that maybe our radio show we should just do off the air? Because we just sit and talk.
Well, I think anybody that's been listening for a long time knows not to trust anything we say. If we actually have an expert on, you could probably trust them. But regardless of that,
anything we say.
No.
Yeah.
Just don't believe it.
It's right up there with the star banner.
Okay. I just found the Pollock report says that he's set to enter stud in 2017. Remember, he was bought out by Taylor Made Farm.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. And it was a lot of money.
Co-owners Taylor Made Farm and Perry Martin both gave up 10% of their share in California Chrome to basically sell out to somebody else. Ten unnamed breeders were sold 2% shares also of the future stallion. What, so
2% shares? Does that mean I get one a year?
Pretty much.
That means one thimble.
Yeah, one thimble.
It entitles them to two lifetime breeding rights as well as a percentage of his earnings.
This is just way too much math on this show today. Is that like 1% and we have to get the thimbles out again? It's way too much math on this show today.
No, see, you should have stopped with the clowns murdering people with axes.
All right, well, you need to end this show on a positive note. And I have the positive note for you because you have one of these. And we've talked about it recently because you brought one of these to training at Monty Roberts. And we're hoping to come back with a new pony. This was on horsechannel.com. It's the 10 good things about being a pony.
Okay.
And we'll see if we agree with these. These are the 10 good things about being a pony. And
by the way, just an update on that nasty pony that I took to Monty Roberts. They're riding him bareback in a halter now.
Really?
Life changed.
The halflinger.
The halflinger is bareback in a halter. She's never ridden him bareback. She's never ridden him in a halter.
And my pony Scooter came up lame yesterday, hopping on his back right. We don't know why. Maybe an abscess
with all the rain.
Or something. Yeah, there's something going on there. But we'll see. 10 good things about being a pony. Half the time, people expect you to be bad. So there's no pressure to live up to any grand expectations.
And that is a really good point.
It is so true. Because, right, when a pony does something bad, you said, well, he's a pony.
He's a pony.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was my excuse with this guy. I'm like, he's a pony and he's a draft.
Yeah.
He's a nightmare.
They can get away with everything because all you have to say is he's a pony and everybody that's had a pony understands.
Yep.
It's a compliment to be described as short and chubby.
God, lucky things.
Yeah. Since every item of tack and equipment must be downsized, you get your own personalized stuff. That means you don't have to share things with anyone else. Neener, neener to all the horses. That's funny. It is true. You have to buy everything. And then there's so many different sizes of ponies that when you get, like I have everything now is made for about a 13-hand pony. If I had to get another pony, I'd have to get a 13-hand pony because once you go to 14-hand, nothing's going to fit.
Yep. Everything's different. Ugh. Hackney, I remember when I had that Hackney pony, I had to get all specific Hackney tack because they're smaller than ponies because they're daintier. And you think a pony is big old fat. Giant heads, and these are like little tiny horses.
Yeah, they are. They're like they really are more like horses. Yeah. Nature blessed you with a thick, shaggy forelock, which shields and camouflages the expression in your eyes. As a result, no one really knows what you're thinking.
That's Zeus. Is that big forelock? And I'm like, what's going on in there?
If you plan carefully, you can spend your entire show career in the walk trot division.
Lucky ponies.
These are the 10 good things about being a pony, put out by horsechannel.com. Spring grass conveniently grows to the height level with your mouth, so you don't have to reach down at all. You just walk and eat.
However, with owners like Glenn, you will be wearing a muzzle.
You know, this year we've avoided the muzzle by just bringing him into the barn, and he has to be in by himself for half a day now. But we thought that was probably better than the muzzle. He really didn't like the muzzle, and it was so darn hot this year. The muzzle was just too hot.
That's what I do with the pony here. I'm like, I turn everybody out, and he has to stay in for a couple hours, and then he comes in a little early.
That's true. I mean, that's what we've been doing, and he just... Sorry. And he gets crappy hay, which he then won't eat because he's on crappy hay strike. Thanks to the customary layer of fat over your rib cage, it's easy to ignore the continual thumping of the child's heels on your side. Being an instructor, you get that one.
Keep kicking. Keep kicking. Pull his head up. Keep kicking. Just keep kicking. He'll move eventually. And then he takes off at a gallop.
And this is true, too. This is so true, especially with ponies. If you're good and sweet, you'll have a forever home because your owners can't bear to sell you.
True.
If you're evil and nasty, you'll have a forever home because your owners can't convince anyone to buy you.
Can't get rid of you.
So true. So there's a few good things about being a pony. Being a pony owner for years, all of those are so true.
I've tried to buy that little mini horse that Lucas did his barrel race on. Oh, so many times. And she's like, nope, keeping him forever. Not happening. You found a saddle trained mini. The little boy leads him around and the mini doesn't step on him, doesn't pull away. Nothing. He's perfect.
Also, I got a few requests in the last couple of days, and I didn't realize that people, we mentioned it all the time, but may not know where to find it. People are asking about becoming an auditor, how exactly they do that. And I also posted, and thank you to Katie, my friend Katie from the podcasting world, for posting a picture of her cute little baby Sedona and her mug. I sent Katie a mug because she's a good friend. And her mug this morning saying hello to everybody in the horse. Horse World, and people were asking, well, how do I get a mug that says Horse Radio Network Auditors or official HRN auditor? How do I get the mug and everything? You have to become an auditor. And to do that, head on over to our Facebook page, or I just posted a link to it on our Facebook page, and also or to horsesinthemorning.com. There's a big banner that says become an auditor. For as little as $1 a month, you can get that. And there's different levels there, like $1 a month, $5 a month, and the $10 a month level, then you get the coffee mug. We'll send you out the coffee mug. So if you want that, you get a hat and a coffee mug if you do the $25 a month level. We have a lot of people doing that, but we do appreciate it. I know Jamie does. We don't mention enough that half the money gets divided up amongst our full-time hosts here at the Horse Radio Network. And Jamie, you've seen your paycheck going up a little bit each month because we keep getting more and more auditors.
I love you guys. Y'all are so awesome.
You know, every little bit helps, and you guys certainly are helping keep us going here.
Because contrary to popular belief, podcasting does not pay very well.
No, we've all made more money in the past. We've all made more
money. We love the hell out of it, though. We wouldn't change a thing. So thanks, everybody, for being the auditors and being a part of it. Now, I did want to say, Glenn, that you just talked about the baby, a girl with her posting a picture of her baby. And as a mother of a actual human child, I still went on over there expecting to see a baby horse. So you still have to specify with me baby horse or baby human.
This is baby human. Cute little Sedona's a baby human who I've actually held. One of the very few babies I've actually touched. Just throwing that out there. She actually let me touch her baby.
The other one was mine.
The other one was yours. Exactly. So those are the two right there. Well, tomorrow we have the draft horse episode for you. So that'll be another fun day. And then Friday's really bad ads. So get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Send them over if you are so inclined to record them on your phone and send them over as well. That will get you two entries into the drawing. And this is the week we do the drawing for the Total Saddle Fit. The brand new girth from Total Saddle Fit. So you want to check it out Friday. We'll put all the names in a hat of everybody submitted. Even if we didn't read your ads on the air, we put all the names in a hat. And we'll do a drawing on Friday to say, we'll see who wins that $200 girth. It's one of the nicest girths out in the market today. And then next month, you know what we're going to do? Because we have two Fridays that we will not be doing really bad ads because of vacation. I had got a whole bunch of new crap from Ada. So we're going to have a Glenn's box of crap as the prize for September.
All right. That's always a good prize.
And everybody seems to, there are actually people who posted that it's on their bucket list to win a box of crap.
You need to get out more.
The last box of crap actually had some nice stuff, really nice stuff in it. I don't know. This box of crap could just be total crap. It might be from Jamie's closet. You never know.
No, that's not good crap. That was where the kitty litter box was.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. Well, it depends what I have. I might be having you send yours out too. So thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning here. We'll be talking draft horses.
All right. Everybody have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld.